show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Lisa!
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the show for April 9, 2007. I am Chuck Tomasi, and joining me in the studio is my daughter, Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
And we also have the usual Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I like how you introduced her before me.
She's closer.
Oh.
My dad taught me a lesson when I was young. Family always comes before friends.
Okay, all right. I'll go with that.
Blood is thicker than beer.
Not my house.
This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. If this doesn't make any sense, you might want to go back one show in your podcatching client or scroll down a little further on the website and listen to the previous show. Otherwise, pull up a chair and spend a few minutes with us and a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line, or sent us an audio clip. Are we ready?
Man, I was born ready.
Is it that time of week again already?
The time of week? Yes, it is. All week long.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's begin with the email.
Do it.
Leela, you've got mail. It's not spam.
Huh?
First one's from Runtime regarding Chuck's book. He actually took a stab in the dark. Remember I was hinting at what book I was reading?
Yeah, I thought I recognized the pages, but I wasn't sure. So what did he say?
When I went like this?
Right.
He got it. He guessed Tech War by William Shatner.
No, he didn't get that right.
Yes, he did. First guess. He goes, maybe I'm not so right. I mean, all he sent me was this email that said, Tech War by William Shatner. I said, what is this, your guess for the book I'm reading? At least I can verify. Is that right?
Yeah.
Actually, that one's in second place. I'm not actually reading it. I'm finishing up Ringworld by Larry Niven first.
Oh, yeah. That's actually... Ringworld. Isn't that the one that was, No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of, the Dyson Sphere. Who wrote that? It was talking about the Dyson Sphere.
Dyson Sphere was on Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yes, but somebody had actually wrote... It was in a old science fiction book. Yes, it's the concept that it was in a book a long time ago.
Only this is a ring and not a sphere.
I want to say it was like... One of the... I don't know. I'll figure it out. Somebody in the chat room probably know. Anyway, go ahead. I'm relying on my peeps.
Second one is from the Encaffeinated One. He said, is it just me, or is it ironic that the show starts with Chuck commenting on how he caught the misspelling and incorrect show number on someone else's show, and yet this episode's title is both missing the show number and has a misspelling mistake? Craig spelled sci-fi turrets instead of sci-fi Tourette's. Sci-fi turrets are found on spaceships.
I will say this. I did do a Google search for turrets, and it said Tourette's syndrome, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that must be right. Because if you do it in the spell checker, they're both right.
Shame on me, because I even corrected the MP3 file before I played it and forgot to tell you.
Well, I did go back and fix it, so... Nobody will know now.
Lisa knows what Tourette's is, right? Remember our old McDonald song? Old McDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had a lisping snake, E-I-E-I-O, with a hiff-hiff here and a hiff-hiff there. And he had a Tourette syndrome chicken.
Oh, no.
With a puck-puck-puck-puck-fuck here.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that like on that one movie?
What else did he have? He had a stuttering cow.
No. Is that like on that one movie that we watched up in the cabin?
No, that was Bugs Bunny.
No, the one that we watched later. as a family, like, all together downstairs.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Did we watch... I can't remember what movie that is now.
There was the one with the kid, and then there was the one where they were scared of... Where he was scared of, having that.
You know which one that is, right, Craig?
No.
Me neither. All right, if we figure it out, we'll let you know, but I'm clueless on those.
Let's rely on the peeps once again. Maybe they know in the chat room.
That one movie where they're scared of the whatever.
The Witches of Eastwick? No. That's not it. No, I meant...
Where there's the doctor and...
Dr. Doolittle?
No, there's the doctor and... He keeps...
Oh, what about Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that was a stretch.
I'm thinking all these sci-fi horror films, you know?
Next email's from Norb at norbtech.info regarding Rocky gloves. He said, Rocky lives on in special gloves. We were talking about the Rocky toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he sent us an email, which has a link, rather long one, so I won't recite it, but it's at ubergizmo.com. And these are these oversized boxing gloves, not for real boxing, but he thought this would go great with the toothbrush, because apparently these play music also.
What's funny is they are oversized, and it makes the guy look like he's kind of like got Popeye arms or something.
What do you know?
All right.
Next email's from Runtime regarding the Traction King, and we had talked about the Traction King on a previous show. This was that block of cement or whatever it was, and I said, I'm sorry, but the whole thing is in German, and I can't read German. Well,
The salt lick.
Yeah, it looked like a salt lick for the back of your bicycle. And I said, I can't read German. He said, if you look at the paragraph below, it's translated to English. That just proves how well we read around here.
Oh, it's German. I'm out of here. I don't need that.
Traction King fits on every rear rack and prevents your bicycle to overturn. Yes, accidents happen. Traction King was invented by German physicist and cycling enthusiast Andreas Wickenheimer.
I take issue with the invented part, because... Around here, people would throw logs in the back of their truck.
Right.
You know, all the time, so...
Or salt licks in the back of their car, yeah.
Salt licks.
That's what you say. You got mad deer running after your bicycle.
Yeah. Get away!
We use only the highest quality silicone to provide tremendous structural integrity. Traction King features reflective Edelweiss color to enhance your nighttime visibility.
Yeah. How about putting a reflector on it? I call shenanigans on that.
Oh, come on. And we got a latecomer. Dan in Miami sent this in just moments before the show started. He says, hi, Chuck. I'm so sorry I missed your birthday, but I wanted to wish you happy belated birthday. Well, thank you very much. I promise I won't miss it next time. Also, for being a bad listener, I'm punishing myself by listening to the radio. No, don't do it.
Whoa. Let's don't get crazy now.
Yeah, put down the radio.
Step away from the radio, sir. I'm going to talk you down from the ledge. Get down.
I'm sorry, Dan in Miami. That's pretty good.
In Miami. Well, I'm sorry twice then.
Should we get on with the voicemail? We have a couple of voicemails.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. It's Mark in Memphis. Yes, Chuck. They won't be coming out until 2008, and no, Chuck, they don't do it like the cars. PSG, I mean. However, you know, like Heroes had the catchphrase, are you on the list?
Yes.
If you've watched the end of BSG, spoiler alert, with the four people who came down into the hole, you know that there are five Cylons that have never been seen. So to speak. So who's the fifth one? That's our new catchphrase. Are you the fifth Cylon?
Wait.
Or am I the fifth Cylon?
Yes.
Or maybe I am the fifth Cylon.
I want a shirt that says that.
Yeah, right.
Quick, get it before ThinkGeek does.
See ya. Bye.
You know, I didn't know those Cylons made tea. I was just having a tea, and the tag said, pure Cylon tea. Lisa didn't find that funny at all. Just got a big sigh out of her. I don't know. I still don't buy it that those four people think that they're not four of the five Cylons. See, I think that's a false trail that
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Shenanigans! He already called it.
Okay, here you go. I don't know. I think that there's something there, but I don't know if they're silent.
Lisa doesn't watch BSG.
Why not?
It's too adult, too violent, too scary. And it's too boring.
How old are you now, Lisa? Like 21 now?
She nods her head. Tell everybody what you got this past week.
Oh,
she got a new gadget.
A shuffle.
She got an iPod Shuffle. What color?
Blue one?
Blue.
Oh, that's cool.
And it has her name on the back.
So what's on your iPod? Our show?
No.
No?
All right, you're out. Get out. Bye.
Oh, what was that blood and thicker than water thing? Did you not subscribe?
Get out! It's the podcast amendment to the family contract.
So what do you have on your iPod, Lisa? I'm curious.
Songs.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Music.
She's kind of been picking and choosing through mom and dad's collections, going, I want
and
that.
And mine.
Oh, yeah. She's got a lot of VeggieTales songs on there. The silly songs with Larry.
And other things that Sam gave me.
What did Sam give you?
Songs.
Oh, is she giving you the ones about Shake Your Booty and all those things?
No, you gave me those.
I didn't give you any booty shaking songs.
Yeah.
Chuck exclusively, does not promote booty shaking. Totally against it.
Next voicemail.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Mark in Memphis. I was listening to your definitions about nerd, dweeb, and geek.
Yes.
You realize that nerds and dweebs are mutually exclusive of each other, but a geek could be either one. And really, if you think about the definition that you read, a dweeb is a nerd wannabe.
He's got a point. He's got a point.
See you later. Bye.
Yes, he does have a point.
I'm trying to make a truth table in my head, and it's okay. So, exclusive or dweeb, exclusive or nerd,
XOR,
and geek or geek.
That's too much.
Does any of that make any sense, Lisa?
No.
But then again, I'm a blonde.
Oh,
wow! Where did that come from?
That'll leave a mark.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Matt from Stockton, California.
Hi, Matt.
And just catching up with the last few episodes, and listened to the listener feedback show, and then the other one you put in the feed, and then the latest Technorama about you. And
all the dirty details.
What if, and combining a couple things.
You're right.
And after listening to that listener feedback show, what jumped out at me immediately is, what if Technorama had to have a special guest host with that scooter guy?
Bring it on!
I'm just thinking of a little bit of hillbilly and a little bit of geek humor. Seems kind of odd that something like that would listen.
That's what we got Craig
but
for.
Anyway, I just thought it would be funny. You know, what if there was a redneck version of Technorama?
Didn't we do that once?
By Chuck, Craig, and special guest Scooter. Anyway, great show this week. Bye.
Now, hey. I thought that was the whole theme here.
Hey, Scooter, send me your Skype ID. We'll patch you in.
Uh-oh. Now we're asking for it. Yeah, come on. Come on the show. That's a big what if. Well,
we've done the redneck Jedi thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't consider myself a redneck. I don't really
a high tech redneck.
I'm not a redneck or anything. I know people that are, and hey, they're good people.
Lisa, do you know what a redneck is?
No.
All right. How do we explain this to her, Craig?
Next time you come down to my area, bring her, and I'll show her.
What are some of those Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck if?
No, see, that's not all true. Jeff Foxworthy just spreads lies. And half-truths.
What, does everybody drive around with a shotgun rack in their pickup truck?
Yeah, I got one in my Beetle. That guy goes against the whole thing about having a Beetle, I guess.
Craig goes, no, no, that's not true. It's only half true. I've got one in my Beetle.
Yeah. No, I couldn't mount one in there. The back window's too curved. It wouldn't.
All right, we have one more voicemail. This is what happens if you don't listen to Technorama.
Hey, guys, I was, in... Oh, damn it. Never mind.
You can't complete it.
A little indecisive.
He's got Technorama ADD.
Yeah.
Forgot what he was going to say halfway. I don't know who that was, but it was funny.
Please take some Ritalin and call back.
Please write down what you're going to say before you say it.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. No.
I love your show.
Yeah.
It is the only thing I listen to.
Call back and finish your thought, please. Thank you.
Lisa.
What?
Do you know what the listener number is in case anybody wants to call?
206-222-CHAT.
Yep. You want to hear how your Auntie Mimi does it?
Call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
And where should they send email if they want to leave us comments?
Are you talking to your sister or Lisa?
Send your comments to technorama@chuckchat.com.
Ooh, Lisa does that well. That's going to do it for the listener feedback show. Short one this time. Send us your comments, like my sister said, 206-222-CHAT. We'd love to hear from you.
Wait. Whoa.
Yes?
We got a guest on the show, your daughter, and that's all you're asking her? I mean, I want to ask her. I got a couple of questions.
Fire away. Fire away.
Okay.
I was going to save it for the regular show, but...
Yeah, no. All right. No, we need some content here. And listen, Lisa, what at your school is the highest tech thing that you really like?
You use the computers.
Yeah.
You discover around the internet, okay. Right?
Well, let her speak for herself.
Feeding the machine. If you just ask her for open-ended questions like that, you kind of get a blank stare.
Now, I'm working
while.
On it.
Okay.
Hey, I'm working it. All right, listen. So you use the computers.
I'm going to shut up over here and fold my arms and just
go sit in the media corner. Now, tell me. Now, so you use the computers at school. What kind of computers do you have?
Windows.
Yeah. They're black.
Sorry.
They're black.
Tell your dad to shut up.
HP's?
They're black.
HP Compact?
I don't know. They're black and silver.
That's probably an HP. Or a Dell.
So what do y'all do on them?
I know it's from Gateway because it has the little box on it.
The cow thing?
The cow
thing? Yeah.
That's Dell.
Cow spots.
Oh.
All right. Tell your dad to be quiet now.
No. Gateways are cow boxes.
Yeah.
Can I speak here?
All right. I'm
this is my interview. So what do you use them for at school? What do you do on them?
You learn typing, and we have games on there, like math games and reading games and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
You're in the fifth grade. So they're teaching you typing and all that, or do y'all kind of teach yourselves? Do you have a class to teach you that?
We learned typing last year, and we're doing the same thing this year, except, like, faster.
I hope so, yeah.
And it's called Type to Learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer tells you what to type, and you gotta type a certain speed.
So you actually have a computer class, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, what else do you do at school that would be considered high tech? Is there, your friends have MySpace pages and stuff? That's it?
There's nothing else.
No, what is it you've been playing with, Sam, your friend Samantha, on the computer, because you're always on the phone with her, but you're doing some kind of game interactively.
Oh, yeah, Webkinz. What is that?
Webkinz. Tell me about Webkinz real quick.
You buy a plush toy at the store, and it has a code on its tag, and you go home and open the tag, and you log it into the computer, and it gives you a virtual pet that looks just like your plush toy. And then you get to, like, give it a home and feed it and take care of it.
Oh, like the Neopet stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So do y'all, can you interact with your friends?
Yeah, and you can invite them over to your house, and you can send them cards and gifts.
Huh. Well, that's pretty cool. So, so do you have just one friend that's got one, or you got several friends that's got this?
Two.
Two.
And you can adopt multiple pets, and I have a white terrier, and it's a small one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna get a black lab, and then you can play with both of them together in the same house and stuff.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. See, you know, when I had a plush toy when I was younger, it was just stuffed. That was about as far as as far as it went. I did have this toy computer when I was a kid, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Chuck, you can interrupt me now.
Thank you, Lisa. That was very interesting. If you want to get a hold of us, contact the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. Otherwise, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got a microphone on your computer, say something into it. Record it in a file and send that to us at technorama@chuckchat.com. That works well, too.
Yeah.
The website, as always, for the forum, swag, webcam, and everything else is at www.chuckchat.com. We've, what else?
What else?
What else? I throw the ball in your court.
I don't know. Where were you at? I didn't pay attention.
Oh, never mind. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. The audio streaming is provided graciously by Scott Reynolds every Sunday night. If you happen to be around, join us in the chat room and listen to the audio stream. The chat room is at freenode.net, irc.freenode.net. Channel name is #Technorama or #Technorama for you people in the UK. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way, by listening to it on the website, consider subscribing for free. You can use a podcatching client like iTunes and get it delivered automatically to you for free, free, free. If you don't know what we're talking about, send us an email and we'll tell you how. It's quick, free, and easy.
Yep. Hey, I'm sorry. I was spacing on thinking how you harshed my interview there.
I had to get back into my groove.
Yeah.
Tell a friend about Technorama. And Lisa, you want to do the 101? Binary high five?
Dad.
What?
Before you couldn't shut up and then you couldn't think of what to say.
I know. Give me a 101.
101.
Way to go, Lisa.